With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Popular West Virginia Governor Jim Justice is predicting the GOP will win a major victory in November. Bob Agnew reports from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Governor Justice began his speech at the RNC by telling delegates Donald Trump is not only smart, but loves America and its people. And he predicts Trump will lead the party to victory on November 5th.
We'll retain the House, the majority in the House. We're going to flip the United States Senate.
Governor Justice is expected to do his part. He's considered a shoo-in to flip the seat of retiring West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and help the Republicans in their battle to reclaim the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been convicted of all charges at his corruption trial, including accepting bribes of gold and cash from three New Jersey businessmen and acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams, says rather than politics as usual, Menendez engaged in politics for profit.
Now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end. I want to thank the career prosecutors and law enforcement agents and analysts who meticulously investigated and prosecuted this case.
Two co-defendants also were found guilty. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called on Menendez to resign immediately. Menendez insists he's innocent. Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican J.D. Vance have had their first chat since the Ohio senator became the GOP vice presidential nominee. But the two sides are still working on terms for participating in a debate. This is SRN News. Guess who the U.S. Army thinks is a terrorist?
Maybe you. At a recent Army anti-terrorism training session held at Fort Liberty, North Carolina, soldiers were told what terrorist organizations to look for, and they include pro-life groups. Self-described military watchdog Sam Shoemate posted one of the instructor's slides on his X account, and it lists the National Right to Life and Operation Rescue, and warns soldiers to be on the lookout for Choose Life license plates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington state judge says Attorney General Bob Ferguson is not entitled to enforce a subpoena seeking decades of records from the Seattle Archdiocese. Ferguson says his office needs the records to learn whether the Catholic Church used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. The court found that under the state's law governing charitable trust, Ferguson does not have authority to enforce the subpoena. SRN News. Retail sales were unchanged from May to June. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more on the story.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were flat in June compared to the month before. That's after being revised upward 0.3% in May. Excluding gas prices and auto sales, retail sales rose 0.8%. Online sales were up just under 2%, while business at restaurants rose 0.3%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Monday that the Federal Reserve is becoming more convinced that inflation is heading back to its 2% target. He added that the Fed would cut rates before the pace of price increases actually reached that point. I'm Shelley Adler.
The International Monetary Fund has upgraded its economic outlook this year for China, India, and Europe, while modestly lowering expectations for the U.S. and Japan. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.